Hey, produce people, welcome back. It is Fresh from the Field Fridays live here in Tampa Bay, Florida, everyone. I got my man Ross, the produce boss, with me, and we've done this now. This will be our third time going live.
It is.
On Fresh from the Field Fridays. Now, Dan, the produce man, did have an episode out, everyone. We haven't published it yet. That will be published later today as well. He interviewed Anthony Tata of Empower Fresh, who is also a sponsor of the podcast and for the yacht party that we're going to talk about later. But shout out to Anthony Tata and Empower Fresh, because obviously we're going to hear from them later. But we're live at the show here, man. We're on the showroom floor.
We are. I mean, the show starts tomorrow, so you're going to see and hear a lot about it tomorrow. We're seeing all the setup today, all the vendors and exhibitors getting things going. So you may hear some setup noise in the background, but we're having fun here. We're having fun in Tampa. Weather's been nice.
That's what I told Edwin Stepp. I said, it's like being in a warehouse. Look, you can hear the forklifts. It's totally okay. Listen, all of us experienced that. If you haven't,
just remind you of where the produce goes.
I was like, where are
supply chain?
I was like, where are you in the packing house or the operations? Well, let's talk about some of these markets out there, because on Fresh from the Field Fridays, we want to talk about some of the markets that are out there. What's happening. I know we brought up asparagus and a few others. Why don't you go ahead and
I think we're in Florida, so we got to kick off a Florida strawberries. Strawberry festival going on. If you've never experienced that up in Plant City, you know, you got to check it out. It's an experience. It's a carnival. It's all things strawberries. The strawberry shortcake is amazing. It's just a fun experience. So if you're coming down, try to make some time either before or after the shows, or, you know, where you can get to that show. But a lot of Florida strawberries going on right now. But you also have Mexico in production. You've got California in production. So all three regions are pretty strong right now.
That's one thing I can tell you that we are, I would say, buying every single week. You even said it when you came over the house the other night. You were like, are those extra sweet? What were those? The extra sweet?
Sweetest batch.
The sweetest batch. That's Driscoll's.
It is.
And I didn't have them, and he was like, boo, you know, but I actually bought some of the extra large, you know, those jumbos. Yeah. What's crazy is everyone, my daughter is a blueberry fan, Danny. And so when you got those blueberries, we cut them in half, cut them in fours, and it's like doubles her blueberry intake, because we give them to her at school, but we don't give her the whole blueberry just yet on those jumbos. Everyone's the perfect choking size for a kid. But
have you got the pineberry strawberries?
We've had two clamshells so far in the last week. We've had them.
Those are pretty plentiful out of Florida right now.
Yes.
And we were able to.
And I think
to,
they're better in Florida. I'm just saying.
They're usually sweeter this time of year.
Yes.
Florida usually has sweeter strawberries this time of year. But I did try this week with you a pickled strawberry from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should touch on that a little bit. What were your thoughts on the pickled strawberry?
So, Jeffrey Schlizzle, our chef that we had the other night with our Farmer's Craveable Dinner, if you want to call it, with the Walk and Talk Media group. Listen, he goes, I got these strawberries. And I said, okay. He's like, and they're going to blow your mind. And I'm sitting here going, I mean, I've had some strawberries, but none of them have blown my mind. I just remember putting the pickled strawberry in my mouth, and his reaction off of my reaction was classic, Ross. Like, he was like, oh, I love that reaction every time. And I'm like, holy cow. So I'm going to take it into a level of, you got to think, when you try something new and you're like, what is this? This is amazing. I've never had this in my taste, but that's how I felt.
My mind was like, what is going on here? Because it's like, you know, you're typically having a strawberry and a sweet, and now it's having this pickled white strawberry. And it's like, what is going on? Like, you're totally confusing me. My taste buds were like totally thrown off.
It was great.
In a good way.
And then we had it in the meal. So everything that we had at this dinner was Florida based. So that's what we do have to talk about. We had
even out of his own garden.
Yes. Even the chickens were Florida based. Okay. The
microgreens.
We literally that day, the chef got the chickens. So, and not from the store. From the farm we were on, we had edible flowers. They were in season from Florida in a greenhouse. That's at the Cahaba Club we were at.
Yep.
That was beautiful. The scenery was beautiful. What else did we have? We had pork loin. We had brisket. Everything.
Fish.
We had dirt. Yeah. We had dirt.
Mushroom dirt.
I'm just saying, the last time I ate dirt, I was probably like, 7, you know, but it wasn't that kind of.
And we finished it off with Florida blueberries in a cobbler.
Oh, the cobbler was good.
That was amazing.
I wish it was a bowl, not a cup.
It was actually in a mason jar.
I know, but I wanted like a bowl, if you know what I'm saying.
So then you could have put the ice cream on top.
Just saying. I'm just saying. And who doesn't love seconds on a cobbler, right? I should have got seconds.
True.
It was literally an explosion of fruit.
It was a highlight of Florida. I mean, Florida was all in all of our taste buds.
So Taste of Florida is where it's been. Listen, we've got a lot of different booths out here. We are on row 100. We're across from the Okero booth, Fresh Innovations. And listen, everyone, this is going to be a good show. Want you to think about how to think about things differently is what I'm going to say, Ross. I want everybody, as they come into the show, think about new products. Think about change is a good thing. Think about how you can elevate either your produce department or even elevate your metrics of success. If you're a procurement like yourself, getting with vendors is very key, right? So getting with those vendors, talking to those people will allow you to make better planning and have more fun, right?
And to that same point, I've run into a couple of retailers, and it's challenging at retail. There's a lot of personnel challenges. There's a lot of lack of experience in the departments these days, you know, and that just creates more challenges. You know, it's trying to be convenient and fast. So you have to tailor your department to what, you know, maybe not what you would want to do, but maybe what you have the capabilities to do these days.
100%.
So it takes some of the excitement of building displays and doing different things, because you may not have the personnel or the labor to be able to do that. So it's all challenging for our supply chain. It's all conversations we need to be having from grower to retailer.
That's one thing that we always got to focus on. So I like that you bring that up. And again, if you are any other company, logistics companies, right? Please think about how to do things differently. You know, I always give Maddie a shout out. She's always on all of our networking events for JGLC.
Yeah.
I swear, I always say, like, I've never been sold by them. You know what I mean? Like, that's the crazy thing. But how many inbox emails do you get from logistics every single day?
A lot.
No, well, how much? I want you to guess, because he probably doesn't even know, because it's so many.
It's a lot. But hey, I think before break, we probably ought to wrap up Florida. Like, let's hit on Florida a little bit more. What do you think?
All right, let's do it. But he should have answered. So it's probably like 100. Mine's like 100. I get 100
legit.
I get like 100 a day.
Sunday is the least.
All right, and back to you, Chip.
But I mean, outside of, you know, the berries you talked about, you still got a lot of peppers, cukes, tomatoes. There's a lot of things going on in Florida.
Yeah.
So there's Florida's really where it's at right now. We're going to be transitioning areas from Florida up the coast, you know, over the next number of months. Looking forward to corn and watermelon come out of water.
Oh, I love Florida corn
here in a few months, and you know,
summertime's coming.
It may be early March, but spring is in the air.
Oh, love is in the air, everyone. No, well, we know spring is in the air because we're at SCPC.
Correct.
That's one of the things. And listen, we want you to follow along. So hashtag SCPC Southern Exposure. Obviously, you know, follow the podcast, follow our journey. We're going to have more videos. We're going to cut to break here in just a moment. We're going to show you some delicious food, and then hear about sustainable packaging. And then we're going to be back, because I want to hear what Ross has been cooking up on the stove every week. We were both on the Blackstone just the other week. We'll talk about it. And then we're going to talk about what's happening a little bit more throughout the show and get back to you Fresh from the Field Friday. So let's stop, take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Carl Fiadini with Walk and Talk, The Restaurant Life. If you follow the show, thank you. We really appreciate the support. If you don't follow the show, and you're a foodie or a chef, or you're into the restaurant world, this is your home. Check us out. We sincerely appreciate it. All about the food. We're filming chefs, their food creations, in the best establishments near you. All right, so let me tell you where you can find us. We're on YouTube, we're on Newsbreak, we're all over the internet. We're also streaming on your TV with Roku, Android TV. You can find us on the Amazon app, and very soon, Apple TV. Come on!
We all know traditional plastics do not rapidly degrade. If not properly recycled, they build up in landfills, pollute our environment, and ultimately disrupt our ecosystems. As a leader in the packaging industry, Severin is excited to introduce BioAble Solutions, the newest addition to our family of high-performance packaging. Enabled with bioassimilation technology, our BioAble Solutions products are 100% recyclable and uniquely formulated to fully degrade in both marine and terrestrial environments, leaving behind no microplastic waste. BioAble Solutions by Severin is a true sustainable option for the everyday consumer that directly addresses plastic and food packaging sustainability. High-performance packaging in a responsible format.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. Fresh from the field Fridays, live here in Tampa Bay with my man Ross, the produce boss.
Thank you, Patrick.
This is great.
It's a lot of fun.
We've talked a lot of Florida.
We have.
We're in Florida.
We're in your hometown.
We are. Well, not my hometown, but the podcast is hometown. This is where the podcast is.
You live here.
I do live here. My hometown is San Diego, just so we're clear. Okay. I just want you to know.
That's your birth town.
That's my birth town. Hometown, baby.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Your town you live in. I mean, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Your Tampa.
Okay, fine.
Tampa's your residency.
Residency. Yes, that's true. Okay, fine. You got me. Whatever. Shouldn't have said anything.
All right. Well, continuing on the market trend, we're seeing a lot of lettuce go up. You know, we're getting close to transition out west. Things are finishing up in the desert, moving up into Huron and up into Salinas. Yep. So that definitely signals spring. And then another thing, have you been seeing a lot of asparagus in your grocery stores?
Okay, here's something I got to talk about with asparagus. One, I ran into our buddy Andy Garcia. One, I like him because he doesn't ever talk and say asparagus. He says grass. And
I mean,
it's what it is, but I love it because every time, and I didn't know it meant that before. Remember, I was like, this guy's trying to sell grass all the time, man. I'm like real grass. I'm like with soil on the bottom of it. And he's like, no, that's what the nickname is.
Is it the Kentucky bluegrass? Is it blue fescue? What kind of grass you got?
I didn't know what grass he was trying to sell. I was like, do they sell it in the squares like you see on the trucks? No, it's not. It's not soil. So normally, Square One Farms, who he's with, they're in Publix. So there has been an abundance. Now, the other day, I'll tell you, we had a barbecue and I bought out the rest of the asparagus. I didn't have any more. I had to switch and buy organic too. So I had organic and conventional asparagus. Now, crazy thing is, I'm saying this right now. The difference of the asparagus from conventional to organic, I'm going to tell you this. The organic had really thick stalks all the way through. And the conventional was probably, I don't know sizes. So it was like medium, right? But these organics were like, holy cow. They were huge. So we did, we bought both of them. So I had to say that about asparagus just because the fact that we've literally done asparagus like four nights this week.
Yeah, I did three bunches on Sunday and three bunches on Monday.
See? I did, same.
It's in season. It's plentiful out of Mexico right now. You know, the weather has been perfect. So at retail, there's been good opportunity. And
all right,
when there's opportunity in produce, we have to take advantage and support it.
That organic was like almost $5.99 a bag, maybe $4.99. I mean, I got it at Publix. I pretty much only shop at Publix when I'm at home.
Now we got to talk about how did you cook it? Because I did mine one night in the oven and one night on the Blackstone.
So on Monday night, Tuesday night, we had now I got to go back because I had people come in on Saturday. So Saturday night we did the Blackstone. We grilled. And then remember, I think I sent you a picture of that.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday night, we baked and we grilled. So we did two different types. But we bought, you know how many bunches we bought for Tuesday night?
Seven.
Six. We cooked six bunches of asparagus Tuesday night. And then you'll love this. We did sweet pepper poppers. So with sweet peppers, what you do is you grab those mini bags of sweet peppers.
Yep.
Okay. You cut the tops off
for
I would say just enough down to get underneath the seeds.
Yep.
Okay. And then what you do is you load them up with cream cheese in the center.
Okay.
Wrap it in bacon. And I put some on the grill, compliments of Chef Michael Chavez. He was manning the grill. I was manning the inside. And then, yeah, so we did those asparagus. We did corn on the cob as well. Okay. So with the asparagus. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you, because you're going to ask, like, what I season it with. I just did it, seriously, asparagus, salt, pepper, a little adobo on top. Mix it with some grapeseed oil, or in this time, guess what Renee bought? Avocado oil. Okay. And it was amazing.
I use Kinder's The Blend. It's got salt, pepper, and garlic.
Ooh. Garlic.
Just keep it simple. And we either, to your point, either use grapeseed or olive oil.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, I will tell you, I use the grapeseed because of you.
And I will say, I'm glad you probably put Michael outside. That probably was a better.
Listen, I don't know. Eating. There was beef burgers and turkey burgers because I don't eat beef. And so I told Michael, I go, don't screw up my beef burger. And I mean, my turkey burger. I go, don't screw up the beef burgers. And I said, I would, because I don't cook beef or eat beef.
I've got a buddy, Jeff, who he just murders stuff on the grill when I go visit him.
Listen, I can cook the turkey burger, but I well done, medium. I cook them all like well done all the time. So Mike took the reins doing
Smart
that.
Smart move.
I agree. I mean, I can delegate when I have to. Like, I knew he was good for the grill. So
that's one of the things I like about it being, you know, getting nicer out. I've not used my Blackstone, I would say, for the last 2 months. And so now that we've hit March and the weather has kind of become nicer in Indianapolis, it's like, man, I could be cooking on this every night.
I wish I was too. Seriously.
Now, I will say we both have had our daughters have birthdays in the last week.
Oh, 100%.
Celebrated Lily last
Number
night.
Number nine. Yeah, ninth birthday for Lily.
I mean, how are you going to top a next birthday with such a special guest of Bo Jackson on a yacht tour? Dinner.
We had we give Zay a yacht tour, and I'm like, how long can we tour a yacht for, right?
We toured it for 3 hours.
We did it for 3 hours, so we know exactly how long we can tour a yacht for. So if you heard, we did the yacht party last night. It was the first in-person event. Ross was there. My daughter had 100+ people sing her happy birthday, and she even spoke, remember? She was like, thank you, everyone. And
nice.
It was amazing, man. I loved it. I loved that my family was there. We had Bo Jackson. He came into town. Obviously, he had some products he was promoting. One thing he promoted, one thing he promoted more than anything was being a husband and a papa. You remember? So yeah. That's one thing.
And he loves to cook. The story about being a product of food banks. I mean, I think everybody listening, hearing that, just was amazed, you know, at what he's taken from his life and the opportunities. You know, sports gave him a platform, but the family, his love for cooking, his love for all of his different passions is what defines the man. And, you know, I think hearing him speak about all different things and, you know, his just the love that and the relationship he had with his mom. I mean,
it was amazing.
It took me back. It took me back. Just hearing some of his stories just kind of made me think about, you know, my childhood, my experiences, you know, those moments that define you. And, you know, going to the store, making cornbread, you know, hearing him talk about food, you could tell he's passionate. Food is passionate. And the different things he loves about the produce industry, such as greens and other stuff. I'm like, I gotta have. I think
like,
one
this
day
guy knows.
I gotta.
This guy
this
knows.
This could be a Bo cookbook.
Oh, Bo 3.0, the new cookbook. Oh man, here it comes.
Hey, let's collaborate.
Let's collab. It was so funny. I mean, you know, he's a great guy, and we had fun with him. Like I told everybody last night, you know, don't ask him for anything. Just, you know, he's a normal guy, just like us. He's got a business, just like us. And you know, the community that we put together was about building the community. So.
He puts his on. He puts his pajamas on just like us.
He does. It's the truth. It's the truth. And I like I said, I had a great time. And the goal of it was to bring opportunity together, just like we've done in the virtual network now. So whether it was Bo Jackson or it was Ross Nelson, the goal was bringing it all together, right? So I appreciate everybody that came. It was amazing time. It was amazing
time. If you came, you had an awesome time. If you didn't get invited, try to be on some of the virtual networking hours in the coming months. Get to experience the community that is out there in the produce industry.
Yeah, for sure. Please. That's a great plug, man. I didn't even think about that, which, yeah, the virtual networking hours are for you. They're normally around the second or third Thursday of every single month, and it's from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. This year, we got some cool guests on. We're going to have June Monroe, the PACA attorney, on, which is going to be amazing. We're going to have a gastroenterologist. We got a doctor that's going to come on, talk about gut health.
Yeah.
We've got Jorge Rodriguez from Blue Missions that's going to talk about water. I mean, a lot of things.
I would say, more importantly, it's just a forum for the industry peers, you know, to collab, have discussions, you know, related to whatever business, whatever aspect you're in. People are there to help. You know, you have a community. If there's a problem, we try to solve it together. We work to each other. We're all trying to ensure that there's fresh produce for all.
I love it. And, you know, we got to give a big shout out. You know, obviously we did to Dan and Anthony Tata, but the Friday sponsors too, we had some of them on the boat. And again, we love them. So we got to talk about them. Now, my buddy Shay Myers, obviously he's was not here, but we got to give a shout out to Hawaii Produce and Buck Naked Onions. I can't do the Buck Naked like Dan does, but Buck Naked Onions. John Papp showed up with Jack Vandenberg.
Yes.
The Sunrays brand.
Sustainability.
Snack with Impact, everyone. That was great to have John fly down for the event. And we also had Equifruit.
Oh, yeah.
The only banana you should buy. They were actually the banana security, everyone. That was pretty fun.
And the banana booth.
We had the banana booth as well. I'm going to get digital prints of all of those. I have to, because I don't even know where my pictures are in that one. So
somebody has them.
Somebody has them out there.
They stole them.
Somebody has Someone's our like, pictures.
I want this celebrity.
Listen, this. I need to figure out where those pictures are. They're going in my office. So yeah, we have great sponsors every single week, as you know.
Don't forget Bell Harvest.
Right. So we do have Bell Harvest. We had Casey show up last night.
He was there.
I don't know where he is today.
I didn't see him.
He was there. He was there.
Casey. Didn't come up and say hi.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Casey. I hope you're on LinkedIn right now watching this in your hotel room or golfing somewhere.
Shoot me a text. Let's meet up.
Bell Harvest is a new sponsor, actually, of the podcast, not just the Friday show. One thing we did. So check this out. So when Bo came over, when we set him up in the hotel, we make sure we grabbed a bunch of apples, oranges, everything. And
I remember you calling me. We were going through the list.
Yeah, and the Sweet Tangos were on there. The Smittens were on there. The Evercrisp were on there. I was like, hey, dude, what do we got? What are we doing, right? And we had some California citrus as well. But grapes as well. So we got the products that we know that we would love. Back to the sponsors. Just great overall sponsors. The yacht party was amazing with those title sponsors and powered by sponsors. And this is what it's about. And we want to bring freshness to you, even when if you're in the industry, right? Our goal from these Fresh from the Field Fridays is to let you know what's happening in the market. So if you think sometimes, man, why didn't they talk about this? Send it in. Let us know. We'll get it out there. If you've got a specific brand, a specific commodity that is coming up on its time, we want to hear from it. If it's in the stores, if it's in wholesale, if it's on the markets, right? That's what Fresh from the Field Fridays is all about.
You're doing stone fruit, you're doing cherries. We want to hear from you because your season's coming up. So let's talk about it.
I agree. So everyone, we'll see you later today and tomorrow for the show and in the fields and on the horizon.